Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to season 2 of the Ruth and Shine podcast,
a season dedicated to practical insights on how to redesign your career and a live experiment to test our insights in real life.
Featuring us, the Swedish sisters, Josephine Ruth and Victoria Ruth Olsen.
Based in the US and the UK, we share experiences from our international lives and careers.
Good morning and welcome back to the Ruth and Shine podcast. This is Victoria sending from Atlanta.
Hello, happy new year. This is Josephine Ruth sending from Brighton. Today is our final episode in our career series, which we did the whole autumn of 2020. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about the cornerstones of a successful career, being purpose, connection, wealth. And today we're talking about the fourth cornerstone, which is health.
Yes. So we're going to dig into wellness. How do we set ourselves up for a healthy career, really, and how they are super interrelated? And we want to inspire you to set some wellness goals, or perhaps not maybe the goals, but really what are the habits that will create that healthy lifestyle that really will reinforce your career.
Exactly.
So some of you might be doing this really well already, but we're going to look at a few different parts and a few different aspects. So tune in and just listen and see what it is that will work well for you. And perhaps there's some inspirations and insights that will really add value to you.
Maybe you want to check our list and see if any of this resonates with you that you want to add or tweak or so on.
Yeah, so we can look at this from many different perspectives, but certainly having a healthy lifestyle, really investing in your wellness is going to make a difference to your career.
Yes. So we're seeing how that really goes hand in hand. So the perspective that we're taking is both creating those rituals and patterns in your life that enables you to be healthy, but also in your career, making sure that you get that time for yourself to support your wellness.
Yeah, for sure. And it's interesting because this year, I mean, I've been working with so many leaders, mainly in the US, but also in Europe and even Asia and Africa. And I see a trend. And I might have mentioned this earlier, but I see there's like two groups. And one group is the group that like, hey, COVID really helped me to get into the good and healthy habits. Because before I was traveling, like for various reasons. Mm-hmm. And then there's the other group who said, oh my goodness, COVID really ruined all my healthy habits. And so a few points on that. So first of all, I can totally relate to that because whenever I have a change in my life, I mean, most notably when I move location like country or even change jobs, my habits, they get disrupted. Mm-hmm. And that's a very like, it's a dangerous point for me to lose my good habits. So I can relate to that. But the other part here is that when we've then discussed, so how has it worked for you, either for the ones that really got these good habits versus the ones that really lost their good habits? And both groups really go like, if they, for example, manage to create these great habits, they're like, wow, it's taken my job to a new level. And they can really see the impact on what they're doing, on how they're feeling, how that creates creativity, empathy, focus, energy, all of that.
Yeah.
Versus those who lose their habits and lost their habits are like, oh no, I'm giving it my all, but still I have a hard time finding the same engagement, the energy. Mm. So I find it's just for all of you that are listening that wellness, and I know we've said this before, it's not about beach 2021 and looking good. It's really about the brain power. It's about how we feel in our head, in our mind, deeper down. So I just like for everyone who's listening in to us now to really take this opportunity and reflect on the things that really makes a difference when it comes to our wellness, to your wellness.
Yeah, no, and it's key. And when you talk about the leaders and that there are two different groups presenting themselves, I mean, it really resonates with me. And I can see that in terms of myself, and I can see how the beginning of this pandemic, I actually was in the group that, you know, started to create really healthy habits in regards to this. And I was like, okay, wow, I'm going to make the best out of this. And I'm inspired, you know? And that was fantastic because that managed to sustain me in quite a difficult time. Now it's hard. We're here in the UK, we're on another lockdown. Now it's homeschooling again. And now it's when it's really tricky mentally to like, oh, we're doing this again, you know, like, because maybe we don't have the same fear of COVID in one way. In one way, we have more fear of COVID, I guess. But it's also this kind of like, oh, we need to continue to do this. And that's where I feel that going back to my health habits and goals, it's inspiring and also will keep me going longer term, because I actually need it probably more now than in the start of the pandemic.
Yeah, that's a really, really good point. So for everyone, for us, and for all of you that are listening to us, joining us for our podcast, we broke it down to three parts that really resonates with us, where it's the mind, it's how we nourish ourselves, and it's the movement. So let's just go into these three. And while we do so, we're going to share lots of examples and a little bit of research and ideas. Just reflect on, where are you? We would argue that all these three really matters in order to build that wellness foundation in our lives. So really think about how you're doing, and we'll try to do the same.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And relate it back to our career or your career. So first out then, looking at the mind.
Yes.
Yes. So a wellness habit that we're bringing in with us in 2021 is really about visualization.
Mm.
And of course, you all got a teaser from that, given that we started the year or ended last year by making a vision board for 2021.
Yeah.
But this is really an incredibly powerful tool, which really helps you to create a roadmap towards your goal. So practically for me, how do I incorporate visualization in my daily life? What I've done is that I've identified 2 to 3 key areas. So maybe kind of the key things that ended up on your visualization board, or, you know, something that you're striving for that's really important for you, could even be your key values or your word for the year. And I try to spend a couple of minutes every morning visualizing that I have what I desire and what I'm hoping for within those areas. So just spending some time really looking as if I'm feeling as if I have achieved it already. Because the brain, again, doesn't really know what has happened or what I'm just thinking has happened. So it's about creating those patterns in your mind, thinking about that positive visualization.
Oh, I'm loving that. And so that you really do that. Okay, I don't do that. I'm still with my 3 gratefulness, 3 wishes, and my intention for the day, which is sort of visualizing it as well. And right now I'm working with our innovation team at Franklin Covey, and we're redesigning or upgrading some of our content on leadership. So I'm really reading everything about habits and how we change. I mean, we have a lot of research within Franklin Covey, but also looking out where and see what does the research say. And I'm just reading Atomic Habits by James Clear.
Yeah.
And that is sort of just reinforcing everything we've said about the vision board. And it's more like rather than like looking as it's some kind of a dream up there, already take control of it and say, hey, I am an author, or I am, you know, like, so already saying this is so however little you do each day, like creating those habits, not thinking of I'm aspiring to, but I'm actually becoming this, I'm doing this, which is something that I really like.
I think that's fantastic, because I think that we quite naturally saying I am and then something negative behind it. Like, that's kind of easy to say, like, I am not good at this. But we're quite, a lot of us struggle with saying I am and, you know, what we are achieving to be.
Yeah.
So that's beautiful.
And even the fact, and we've discussed this before, what about just the fact that I am, you know, and just like, I'm here. And that's also good, right? We're here. We're doing what we can.
Yeah.
All right. So that's one part that is very important. And I think for your career, also think about like, what contribution will I do today? What is it that I'm going to add? What will it look like? And then the other part that we think is so critical in mind is when it comes to breath, meditation, stillness. What are you thinking here, Josephine?
Well, I mean, you recommended me to read Stillness is Key earlier this year. And I mean, that's a beautiful book that just comes with so many insights that may or may not be new to you, but quite practical, right? Mm-hmm. So I really recommend that book. And then the other way of finding stillness. So I do a bit of meditation. We've talked about it before. It's not always that easy to incorporate. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it's really easy, but I really try to focus more on the mini meditations and the small meditations. I have the app Awakening by Sam Harris, and he actually has a new feature, which is that randomly on your phone, it will press play and it will just be a 1 minute insight where you would, you know, reflect over a mindfulness type topic. And I really like that, to just take those small moments that stop what's happening right now. And also another way that I do it, and I really recommend that, is, you know, if you have a feeling, all of a sudden you have maybe a bad feeling, stop, you know, recognize what caused that bad feeling. Look at that thought, you know, is it true? Is there another way that I can look at it? Is this just a thought? Can I just let it go? And, you know, I don't feel it may always better immediately, but it a lot quicker than if you don't do that.
Yeah, I love that. Moving it out, like, it's just in my head, right? You know, it's not necessarily a fact. Mm-hmm. And this is, again, something that I think it's wonderful if you can have your meditation practice and all of that. But I think it's also important to weave in these moments of stillness, of reflection throughout your day. Mm-hmm. And when I work with leaders, I tell them, don't see it as a reward, as a, like, at the end of the day, you can relax. That's great. You can do that too. But we want to see it more of as an investment. Well, how am I investing in my next meeting? By maybe taking a 5 minute little pause, go and move around, you know, and make that happening.
Yeah.
So, but we said the third thing. Tell us about the third thing, Josephine, when it comes to our mind and our wellness.
Well, I gave both you and me a journal this year, and I wrote the year of being kind and unwind. And just the same way that I believe in visualization, having now said the word kind enough times, I'm actually embarking on all of the meeting with all of these wonderful people that are actually working on kindness. So I really believe in kindness. 2020 has been a super challenging year for many of us. And honestly, the start of 2021 hasn't really been easier.
No.
And there is this recognition that we need to understand how important kindness is. We need to incorporate a lot more kindness towards ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then unleash that kindness and project that towards others. And that's how it actually also relates to your career. You know, it's not just something we should all be kind to one another or oneself, but we, this year, I would say, should really look at strategies for how to be kind to ourselves on a daily basis. We should know what being kind to ourselves really is. And then we should think about how we indiscriminately share kindness with others. And actually, I wanted to give a shout out to Magnus Wood, who's working on The Kindness Code, which is a book that's coming out soon. And we are discussing on how to produce some of this material in a nice webinar and share this with more people. So something to look out for.
Yes, I can't wait for that. And more to come on this, right? We're going to create a few episodes on kindness and why it matters. So especially right now, I think more kindness to the people.
Absolutely. And what it shows, what his research is showing, is just in terms of work, kindness at work is such a great way of creating trust.
Yeah.
And we know that if we have a team that trusts each other, we have a lot more productivity, we get better results, and so on. So there's so many important ways of being kind. But start by identifying during or after this episode, what are five ways that you can be kind of yourself to yourself? And maybe one of them should be to just start speaking more kindly to yourself. If you don't always do that in your head, start being kinder.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right, so that goes into our next part. So we're saying we've said mind, and the next one is nourish.
Yes.
Which I guess is also a way to be kind to ourselves, the way we view how we nourish, right?
Yes, absolutely. And I mean, you were putting that as one of the key points here, that, you know, we should really see what we're eating as a remedy, you know, something that we do to take care of ourselves.
Yeah. And I think that's key. And I mean, we have shared lots of other thoughts through our podcasts on both nourishment and movement and mind, all of these. And I think that's super important to just really see it not as a treat or a reward, but something that is actually there to help us become stronger, more focused, get us more energy. And if we always have that inside or sort of paradigm when we pick what to eat, I think possibly it might change what we eat. Mm-hmm. And I'm for certain one of the people who've sort of lost track here a little bit, which again is typical for me. When there's big changes, mm-hmm. I lose my good habits when it comes to nourishment. I'd guess that's the first one that goes for me, which is extremely annoying, but it happens and it happened yet again. So this year I'm trying to not look so much at the end result, but more at, again, the habits. What is it that I'm doing and celebrating that? So, all right, let's forget about the weight for a moment, but just think about that wheat and sugar, artificial refined sugar, is really not good for anyone, including me. Would I give my dog, like you can always do the dog test, would I give my dog that kind of food? No, right? Like, yeah. So I think that's really something that I'm taking into consideration this year.
Yeah. No, and I think that's great. And I mean, it's always the idea of, you know, adding more healthy things could be a better start than thinking about removing. I've heard a number of discussions lately, you know, because it's a new year and weight loss is always this big thing, right? And I've heard a number of people discuss this idea that we're so bound though to the scale on the weight on the scale, and we let our happiness be impacted by that figure. And I'm certainly, you know, I can relate to that for sure. And it feels so old, you know,
yeah.
That's not why, you know, but really instead focusing on what are the things that really nourishes you? What are the things that make you feel good? And therefore on the list, the same as last year, we also have eat more plants.
Yeah.
Because, you know, eat more plants and then a lot of things will follow. Drink more water and eat more plants.
Yeah. I you know what? I actually would say I'm going to continue to eat so much because we've really done well in this year. So I'm like going to continue to eat a lot of plants. And I think that's really good. And again, I read also in the book, Atomic Habits, that I've just read for, about this woman who decided to say in her head, like, what would a healthy person pick, right? So that was her mantra. She lost 100 pounds, you know, like at the start, it was like, what would a healthy person pick? And then it's like, so I am a healthy person. What am I picking? Right. And I think that was interesting. So that was my Sunday night after like a nice weekend with, you know, treats on Friday, cozy, like some wine and popcorn and things. And, you know, I was definitely in the mood to continue that feeling on Sunday night. But instead I was like, hey, what would a healthy person pick now? She would say to herself, hey, Victoria, it was great that you got yourself a little bit of wine and popcorn and cheese during the weekend. But, you know, what would she say now? She'd say, yeah, 2 days, that was great. Now let's get into the good habit and you'll feel better again and not, yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's great. And it's a bit about working with your beliefs as well. You know, what do you really feel that you deserve? And you know, and you deserve to feel really healthy and really good. And I can certainly feel that after kind of a Christmas week going absolutely bananas, like most of us do.
Yes,
I do.
You can say us.
The feeling is not that great. Like, of course, you should be able to indulge and, you know, have nice things. But when that becomes obsession, that's not feeling, you know, healthy or good or, you know.
Yes.
So eat things, add things that are good for you and think, what would a healthy person do?
Yeah, exactly.
And then I am a healthy person.
Yes. Okay. So that's when it comes to nourishment. Let's go into movement.
Yes. And here I see now we have the point that you thought we should actually move up to mind, which you're absolutely correct about, because our first is forest bathing.
Oh, yes.
Or simply put, go for a walk.
In forest.
Nature. In the forest.
Yes.
So, but it sounds so nice with bathing, right? So apparently this is a Japanese expression that is becoming mainstream across the world. But it's really about being in nature is found to be one of the best therapies for stress and anxiety. So going out into the woods, focusing on what you see, what you feel, what you hear. Even actually, I was recommended, but I feel like I'm doing so many things already. But I was recommended, you know, you should do it bare feet to really connect with nature. So if you feel like, you know.
I see my neighbors here enough, right? I'm me walking. Yeah. I'm bare feet on 3 inches, like, yeah.
But yes, and we spoke a lot during lockdown, obviously, when I was in Colombia. And in Colombia, you weren't really allowed to be outside. So whoever of you that tune into those episodes might remember how one really started to appreciate nature more when that was not available to you.
Yeah, maybe we should listen back because we had some good ideas on like how to survive lockdown. Maybe you should listen back, Josefina, that you're full lockdown.
Exactly. Then when I was 2 weeks into it.
Yeah.
And now when I'm
what's your advice
to
yourself a year into lockdown?
Don't move around the world and end up in next place that has the next most severe lockdown.
No, that would be a good advice, maybe. All right. So apart from the forest bathing and the nature, which I think fits actually into all of these, I would say that the second part when it comes to movement, it's really two parts. Okay. Mm-hmm. So one part is to have a regular, proper exercise routine, right? Mm-hmm. And we'll come back to that in a moment. And the second one, and this is interesting because when they do research, they see a lot of people, like, they evaluate themselves as very healthy because they go to the gym or do something 3 times a week, like really intense. Mm-hmm. But then where they lack or miss out is they don't move throughout the day. Yeah. So both are equally important. So let's start with the exercise routine, sort of your passion. What are you thinking here, Josephine?
Well, I'm lucky, or I've created a belief that I love exercise.
Yes.
So, you know, maybe that's available to anyone to create that belief. It's trying out something that fits with you and your life. So this cannot be custom made. I don't know how many people I've tried to recommend the sweat app to do what I'm doing, because it's, for me, it's absolutely perfect. It's 28 minutes. I get high intensity. I feel like I'm going to die at some point during doing it, but I see progress and it's so easy. Like, there's no excuse. For you, you started to do a lot more tennis now, right?
Yes. So I think you're at the point of saying, like, do something that is fun and exciting for you. And for me this year, we found tennis, the entire family, really. And it's been, we've had so much fun and now we're playing games and all of that. So for sure. That's great.
Yeah.
So that's been wonderful. And again, just like that, when it's been more difficult for me to get my good routines, it's when also when it's been a very hectic career. Mm. So you just reminded me about when I worked in Dubai, for example, the first year or so, I was so overwhelmed by the amount of work and, you know, being a young mother, being part of the executive team. There were so many things going on that I lost my exercise routine. Mm. But whenever I find it back, I just get so much out of it. And again, that's what I've heard from the leaders this year. So that's something that I'd recommend. But also when it comes, we're saying going to the gym or doing running. I mean, I'm back into my running. I'm back into my yoga. And that's something that I also would recommend everyone to do, even if it's however tiny, right? Mm. So we kind of lost track of the yoga this fall. We started about a month ago and me and my husband were doing 15 minutes of yoga every morning.
Mm.
And it's amazing the reward that you get only for these 15 minutes. Sometimes we have this idea that it needs to go on for hours for it to make sense. But that really made a difference.
No, and that's so true. And reflecting on that, I started to add again a bit of evening yoga and being super kind to myself, not at all pushing, just doing really nice movements. So it's more really for the ritual of doing it and the unwinding. But of course, still it has benefits and it allows me to de-stress and it's so soft and nice for you. So absolutely, it's a wonderful thing to do.
Yeah, I think that's great. And then talking about these small rituals, I think those are things that you can weave in throughout your working day, wherever you work. But things like, also, I have a standing desk. So whenever I facilitate, my desk is actually standing up. So which means I stand many hours per week. But also, like, okay, before that important meeting, so many people are working at home, go for that quick walk. So you get a little bit of circulation, oxygen to your brain, a little bit of focus, a little bit of a pause before you go in and respond. So those are simple things. If you know that there's a meeting, which we do sometimes when we know we don't need to take notes, we can actually walk and talk. And I think that's really important. And even looking into, you don't have to get stuck at your desk. Maybe there's other parts of your house where you can go and find a moment to read or a bit of stillness. Having said that, stillness, I can hear Raphael crying in the background. So of course,
and I'm also thinking, like, your huge mansion compared to, like, my little flat here, you know, you can always go to another room, or maybe you can't, maybe you just have to lock yourself into the bathroom.
Yes, I actually wrote an article on that is recently and so yes, I'm extremely fortunate right now to have the best possible lockdown house, and I am very, very grateful for that. And even so, if you don't, I mean, you've found in your little apartment so many nice corners, because I meet with you there. And I think that's, you're doing great, even if you might be sharing spaces and to find your special places.
Yeah. And buying loads of nice smelling candles.
Yeah, that too. All right. So those are the things. And then also sort of in the movement spirit. I mean, both of us have been having massages, gone to the chiropractor. And I think it's just also like taking care of our body so that we can do this movement.
And I have really realized that lately, just because I got a lot of back pain recently, and it's clearly because of how I'm sitting at work. And so really just, you know, getting, and also maybe getting spike balls, that's what I got now, or you know, these different massage tools for yourself if you can't go now to, because here, for example, it's lockdown, we can't take any massages.
Yeah.
So doing that and adding that routine, like really a health care routine, it's really important. And then maybe to conclude a little bit, but I thought it was such a nice quote, which is, you know, that we think about health being something about knowledge and motivation, but really it's a design challenge. So seeing it from that perspective and doing our best to set our life up and designing it so that you can fit things in. For me, for example, it's now putting up my workout gear next to my bed so that I will do it first thing in the morning, and the mat is already out, so it's ready.
You're fireman ready. That's what I've heard it's called. Like ready like a fireman, a firefighter.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it's there, a firefighter ready.
And clearly I need to, after this meeting, you know, set up. I don't have a standing area, but I could certainly clear out a couple of shelves in the bookshelf where it could be my standing desk. So setting that up throughout the day to fit in with your career, with your life, and just taking care of oneself.
Yeah. So for everyone to just take a moment and reflect on these three parts of wellness, which is our mind, how we nourish ourselves, and movement, really.
Absolutely.
So thank you, everyone, for listening. I've actually received quite a few notes, and I think so have you, Josephine, from listeners from a little bit here, there, and everywhere, sharing how you've actually have changed your career and how you've used some of the things we've shared here. And that makes us ever so grateful. So thank you, everyone who's reaching out. We love to hear from you. And we know that some of you we know, others we've never met. We are so grateful for you listening. I know that this month we have lots of new listeners in India and in Ireland. So thank you and a warm welcome to our Rose and Shine podcast.
Yes, thank you so much. So inspiring to hear your stories. A really kind thing that you can do to yourself is write a list of kindness to yourself. A really good thing you can do to be kind to us is to share this episode to someone else who you think might like it. And follow us on Instagram or LinkedIn to get more information.
Yeah, thank you everyone for listening.
Thank you so much.
And we are excited to have you join us on the kindness journey of 2021. Take care, everyone.
Ciao. Bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.